All right.
Michael Charnas, hi, everybody.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
God, you are the busiest person I know.
Well, yeah. You're just as busy. We were at the same meetings yesterday.
I know, but you got about 50 things accomplished since you left that meeting, and I've managed to do almost nothing.
Days early, don't worry.
It's unbelievable. Andy Aronson. No one there.
I know Andy's
Michelle right here.
I know Andy's going to be joining.
Oh, Michelle's there. Okay, good.
Yeah, hello, I'm here.
All right. All right, we'll go through this one more time. Andy, Bill Barnett?
Yes.
Bill's there, okay. Carl Keane? Chris, Tina Chambers? Chris Nunez? Claire Coles? Elizabeth Moore? Catherine Knarr? Ken Jones? Susan Houston? Faye? Kim SP? Dale or Bill? All right. All right, well, we'll just start without everybody. And all right, so I think that the clinical group at the meeting in January, I think, demonstrated that people knew the deficiencies that needed to be made up, and I think people responded very well. I think everybody has received the PDF with the new numbers that we're looking for 2010. And if people have any disagreements about those, they should get in touch directly with me as well as the PI of that particular project. And so we can try to formulate new numbers if that's what's necessary. That are realistic with what can what happened, but I think we've tried to adjust as well as we can, and hopefully did notice that more data got put into the repository, and Michelle and Bill, I believe the repository is now frozen, right? I mean the data.
No, it's not frozen yet. I think Lila needs to finish doing her upload real quick. Last time I checked, she was in the process of finishing that. So once she's done, it'll probably happen like pretty soon. Then, yes, it'll be frozen.
What does pretty soon mean? Because Andy told me that she would finished by yesterday, and I told him to freeze it at 12 o'clock noon today. So has there been a problem with her uploading data?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. I think she just had to verify and make sure everything was okay.
So pretty soon.
Some discrepancies with the South African sample.
Yeah, there are too. Well, not with South Africa, with New Mexico and Plains.
That are discrepancies of two subjects that she's trying to work out?
I think they were the Jacobson subjects.
Oh, okay.
The date of birth and things like that on some people.
Yeah, but I thought, all right, well,
we don't.
So pretty soon can be operationally defined as what? An hour?
If she gets it, probably like in the next hour or so.
Okay, all right.
Oh.
So
about Leo?
At 5 o'clock today, it's frozen. When you leave work today, that database is done, all right?
Okay, gotcha.
Ed, this is Tina. It's Leela sitting here with me, so is there something?
Oh, okay, good. You guys weren't on before, so that question has come up that Andy told me that they would be finished as of yesterday, and so
yeah. I'm not sure what you mean by yesterday. We got your message about noon on Friday being the hard deadline.
Right, but I came at that from your email saying that you thought that Leela would be done on Thursday.
Yeah. That was the email we got from Leela.
I didn't expect Thursday. I projected today. I just talked to Michelle earlier this week and said that I'd upload by Friday morning, and there, right. it's uploaded and done. The only issue that I had was to try and make a final check on what's uploaded against what I did upload to make sure it's the same.
Okay.
You can freeze the database now. I mean, if there's a problem, there's a problem. It's not something I'm going to be able to fix overnight. I just wanted to be able to detect it.
Okay. It's that I think we need to freeze the database. And
that's
so
fine.
That's,
okay. Ed, this is Phil.
Yeah.
You said we should point out discrepancies. We don't have a line at all for either Northern Plains or New Mexico for Central Repository, and all of ours are uploaded.
I don't.
Do you mean demographics or neurobehavior?
All of it.
All of it.
You do have a lot. Well, let's see. Plains, maybe the one you're looking at wasn't the most updated, because I have that you have about, and there's no, I'm saying about 40 subjects or tested. Oh, I see. You don't have a line. Okay. It could be
a line for Central Repository in either
under.
Mexico.
It could be under. The other line, like if you look at San Diego, there's a kind of a yellowy line, but it's actually a yellow and blue line together. So I will check right now with Jill and see if you have a line, but it's underneath. It doesn't look like that's what's happening on yours, but I'm going to go check and see. Or maybe Ed.
Hi, I'm on. I'm looking into it right now.
Okay. All right.
Bar graphs, we do have some. But not on the lines, not on the line graphs.
If you put it in, Phil, it might be underneath that line.
It's like if they're exactly the same number, you can't see both.
You can't see both if they're exactly the same number.
Maybe but Andy could verify whether he has the numbers that go into that.
Jill will tell us, because Jill's made the graph, so she'll tell us in a minute if the number, if the data are there.
All right. Because if your data are uploaded, they should be included in this frozen database. All right, so, but I want to commend people for getting things in the central repository. There's no one on from LA. They're a little slow on their demographics. And Africa, I don't know what's going on with their demographic data.
We helped them, and they got all 67 kids on three of the forms anyway.
All right. Well, that certainly hasn't been uploaded.
You mean the demographics?
The demographics.
That's, yeah, three of the four. Yeah, that's not, and that's not being
that's
reflected.
Not there.
We uploaded them all.
Do you know when, Phil? Because this was as of 2/1.
We finished Friday, a week ago, with that.
Yep.
Which data are we talking about?
South Africa.
African demographics.
Hi, this is Jill. The reason that there's only a green line present for South Africa and Northern Plains is because the central repository and the demographics are the same. And for some reason with the Google Docs, they won't make two lines if they're the same. So your central repository data is there. It's exactly the same as your demographics, so there's the green line.
All right, but in South Africa, Jill, the demographics are at zero.
That's what was reported on the demographic sheet that I received from Michelle.
Well, we uploaded them all.
Would these be global IDs starting with PMS?
Yes. PMSC, blah, blah, blah numbers.
Okay. I think we have 35 records for demographics.
My part.
Amex. We don't have any of the static records. I'm not sure what that means.
And if you look,
South Africa is uploading those directly, and we were doing the other three forms.
What's the difference between PMS and PMS2C?
That's just a reflection of a fix to the data we did to make sure that people who were seen in phase one and phase two had the same global ID.
So are those same subjects? Because this chart, which is from you guys, says there's 65 subjects in PMS2C. In
that's right. Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
Demographic static.
Uploaded.
I'm glad you caught that, Sarah. I was looking at the wrong cell in this chart.
And if you go over one to PMS, there's 35 in the demographics dynamic.
So this is Jill. So I should now merge PMS and PMS 2C, so I should put 35 in for demographics. I didn't realize those were the same. I thought that the 2 meant phase 2.
Yeah, apologies for the confusion there. In the future, you're just going to see one column for all that.
Okay, so Wendy and Phil, it does appear then on the chart. I just didn't know to look in that old column for the 35 demographics for South Africa. So that'll be updated on the live one, and it'll reflect on the next charts.
Well, and I think South Africa has uploaded one of the forms, the dynamic form. And we did the static alcohol exposure and medication exposure.
So, Wendy, should there be...
We uploaded 67 forms for them of those three, and I think they uploaded 35.
Yeah, there's 65 and 35 listed.
All right, well, we'll make sure that they are put into the frozen database, and I will contact Elizabeth and find out why Los Angeles is not putting in demographic data. They have their all right.
We have 33 listed for LA. Is that less than expected?
Yeah, Los Angeles has 33. They're not up to 48 yet.
Yeah, I'm sorry. They're not. Well, where are they supposed to be on that?
48.
Oh, okay, all right. I got it.
It gets kind of confusing because they don't have a blue line because their blue line equals their orange line. I don't know how to separate it any other way on the Google Docs.
Got it. All right. All right, so, we're still waiting for some of the PowerPoint presentations from the meeting, and an email was sent out to those people who have been delinquent, and that we need to take care of that. Looking at the Google Docs online, and we're doing very well that we have a reasonable number of papers already accepted in 2010, but no one's added anything in the last month, and so if you published any papers in the last month, could you get them on there? We rely on you to do that and enter them into the Google Docs, and that's the way that people from NIAAA can be apprised of all the great progress that we're making. Michael, you want to update us on your symposium, and anyone else can also update us on meeting presentations, submissions, and symposium for either RSA or ISBRA?
So those of you who are participating have been notified that the CFAS symposium for RSA was accepted. It's going to be Sunday at 10 to noon. And we have another symposium that has been submitted to ISBRA for Paris, and I imagine we'll hear about that in the coming month or so.
Did anyone else submit to RSA a symposium?
No. Now, we're in that nutrition one that Sue Smith put in, and Jennifer and I are in that one on Tuesday, and it was accepted.
That was accepted. Very good. And is the plans for ISBRA, is it just Michael, or is anyone else planning anything for a meeting?
I'm all planning on, this is Sarah, submitting something as well. But have not done it yet.
They're due the 15th. And don't forget to tell people to apply for travel funds. The item that I have been remiss on, and I was kind of waiting for the database to get frozen, is everyone was supposed to send me their five top questions that needed to be answered. I got responses from two individuals, and those responses were at the last fast meeting and then reiterated in other emails, but I didn't hear from anyone else. So if people have questions that they are going to want to try to answer with this database, could they please let us know what they're working on and or what they think the top question should be so that we don't have people duplicating analysis. We want to try to get people focused in on a couple questions, assign those questions to an individual, and then they can take the lead in getting it so that within another month or two, we might have a good idea about what we're seeing across sites and across disciplines. Does that make sense? So if you have ideas of what you think the multidisciplinary, multi-site questions that should be, I would appreciate it if you would send me those as soon as possible. They were the items that we needed to cover today. I am hoping now that people can kind of update us on where they are and what they're doing. So Leah and Tatiana, oh, one other thing. We have signed, we've signed, sent to England a contract for Peter Hammond.
Oh, good.
The person that Peter was going to hire to do the work has taken another position. So then he identified someone on his staff already to put on this project. And the subcontract, I don't know why they made it so specific, now has to be, has been rewritten and sent back to England, and hopefully it'll all get tweaked. So people who, Leah and Tatiana.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I think we got a done deal here. So you should get in touch with Peter and start getting images to him.
Good. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't know how long we're going to be able to keep him on this project because, you know, I'm paying for this at the administrative core.
Okay.
Do it this year, but I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do it next year. So.
Okay. I'll get on it right away. I'll CC you when I get when I start the whole process so you'll know what happened.
Okay. So let's try to get him to analyze as many images as we can in as short a time as possible.
Okay.
All righty.
Yep.
That's the about the last business item. So we go to projects. Why don't we just go with you, Leah, and tell us what's going on in the world of 3D facial imaging.
Don't we want Tatiana to talk about it?
Wait, I can't hear you. You want me to do it, Leah? Okay, all right.
Tatiana.
So there's actually two different things we can tell you about. So we have our processing images. We actually have a person who's working with us full-time right now to make sure we get all of our measurements done so that we'll be able to meet the March deadline. And Leah is getting all the priorities for. We're doing all the FAS and controls first, and then we'll do all the rest of the images. So everything will be done by one person, but it's actually not Elizabeth. It's a it's a former student, a person who just graduated with an anthropology degree who's going to be doing this with us. So that should really move it along. So she's working 40 hours a week to get those all moved. We have data collection at UCLA, which is going to be after Easter. They're trying to settle on if it's right after Easter, which day it is, but that will mean Leah and Ken will both be going out, and we'll do another bolus of kids in Los Angeles. And the other big thing is DNA. So we've started on the DNA extractions, and so we just waited to have a group of them to do. So a little over 100 of them have now been done, and I just wanted to give some feedback. So these are all samples that at this point that were done that are from UCLA and San Diego, and we're getting really nice yields out of the saliva. We've double-checked all the samples that we have extracted on to date would all have enough DNA in order to be able to do a GWAS. They're on average, you know, if it means much to me, it's about 138 micrograms. So it's really a pretty good yield to do a lot of assays with something like that. We've looked for any kind of effects between sites or between, you know, who's collecting it. Don't see anything. It looks really pretty consistent. The only thing for those of you who do who are doing saliva collection with us, we're actually going to change we're not going to use the disc. We're actually going to switch in our new order to a different collection for the saliva that we're using for another study and that I think will actually be easier to use for kids. So it'll look different. We'll make no change in your IRB. It just looks different. And you'll see very clearly how much spit you've got. It's got a little mark, and you'll be able to see how much spit and how much bubbles you have, which probably is more than any of you want to know. So that part is, so I think on both ends, it's moving along pretty well.
All right. The issue I have is right now that San Diego and Los Angeles are above target for the number of images. And Atlanta, the Ukraine, South Africa are well below their targets. So,
would you like me to walk through those?
No, I just want to know what plans you have in the next year to try to get those sites up to their target levels.
Okay, so for Atlanta, remember part of it is that they started collection a little bit late. And so I think I'm correct in all this. So we are catching up as they're catching up also in their numbers. And so we send Leah down. She comes at the same time as Ken. So that's going to give us a way to capture all the kids at the same time as dysmorphology. So we're a little bit tied to when that schedule is because we are not using the camera that they have down at their place. It just proved to be too cumbersome. So I think we should maintain going forward all the same number of kids that have dysmorphology will also have 3D facial imaging. I hate to show my ignorance. I think recruitment's going well, so I don't know that we have a date scheduled for when the next group of kids are going to be seen in Atlanta. But when I saw Claire in January, she was trying to come up with the date that she was going to bring Ken in. So we will be tied to that. I don't know if that's a sufficient enough answer for Atlanta. I can only say we're tied to the dysmorphology collection.
Ken, are you on? Ken Jones?
No.
Tina, do you know when?
Actually, Ken's availability is really good. I understand he's got a whole bunch of time in April, so I think if Claire can do April, I don't know if that's a true rumor that I've heard, but you know, I would think it's going to be April, the same month that San Diego is, it's the same month that Los Angeles is being done.
Okay.
Does that sound right, Tina?
Yeah.
All right. Now, is there any?
So let me say, that's Atlanta. You also asked about the Ukraine. So remember that there are more images in the Ukraine. What we report to you is what we have actually uploaded. There are additional images that are also coming, remember, on the computer that we're waiting to have delivered. So the numbers at that site will go up, and the camera is going to go back there again to do another collection. So there are more images that are collected. We just don't count them until they're actually in our little hands.
I'm bringing the laptop back on the 8th of March.
So you'll see a kick up on numbers right there.
The reason is that right now the images are stored on a computer in the Ukraine.
Right, yes. And so they have to come back with that computer, yes.
They can't be put on a disk and come back and mailed back?
Excuse me.
I mean, I'm just trying to think.
Yeah, who actually has the laptop right now? I mean, I think that's part.
If we're trying to get images to Peter.
Yes. So if you would like us to move more aggressively to come up with an alternate way to do that, we certainly can. I will be glad to do that.
If we have the images, we might as well get them and get them
to
Peter.
They're a very different age range.
Remember, they can't be compared with others. These are all really little ones. But that's fine. I am glad we can work out an alternate arrangement. I would think
have my data in my hand. Then.
That's fine. We will do that. And then the thing for South Africa is, remember, we're actually doing collection at a different site than we had actually projected in the grant. So the way we'd originally and planned it in the grant was we actually were going to do it with Filmay and Wellington. And so what we've actually done for South Africa, if you recall, is the Jacobsons in Cape Town. So what we have in South Africa is what we will have. So what we could do is alter the Google Docs because I think our projections are different. So if we're going to do this every month, I think we probably should be accurate about what we're going to have in terms of real numbers. I mean, that's up to you.
Okay. Can I ask just a very quick question on that?
Sure.
I get a little confused as to, in South Africa, where the specific kids are coming about. I know about the Jacobson kids, but I thought the Jacobson kids are all done in terms of the facial imaging, right?
They are. That's what I'm saying. And what we have for that collection is what we will have.
Okay. And then on the neurodevelopment, you have the phase 1 neurodevelopment because you don't have any phase 2 neurodevelopment on them.
That's correct.
Okay. Elizabeth's imaging is where are those kids coming from in South Africa? That's not the Jacobson kids.
No, those are Phil's kids. They're your kids. Isn't Phil on the phone? Those are Phil's Wellington kids, as I understand it, right, Phil?
Those are Phil's Wellington kids, but are they also getting a 3D image because the camera's not there?
No, the camera's not there. So what we try to do is see if we could combine that with PASS. So we've just done another call with PASS, and so I think we are finally, we've actually had our call with DNSTAT, so that actually definitely moved the process along. And so the plan there is Tigerborg is what we've been talking about there. It's Stellenbosch.
Okay.
And so I think the issue is, and we talked a lot with Colleen about it, is just the difficulty in bringing the kids from Wellington to that site for 3D imaging. So what we would certainly be very willing to do is if there's a group of kids that are going to be seen in conjunction, for example, with dysmorphologists, I think the only really viable way to collect, I think, given the way the setup is for Wellington, and Phil can, of course, correct me, would be as if we brought the camera and timed it at the same time as dysmorphology. And we could certainly do that if that is something that people would like us to do.
And I
that's the what the kids then that are being done there are what, Wellington 4 or are these Colleen's?
He's still on the phone. I need to defer to him.
Which for the camera?
Yeah, for the camera.
Well, the ones that are there are two groups that Tatiana has talked about. The first that would be done with the PASS camera in conjunction with PASS are Wellington 2 and 3 kids.
Okay, right.
And the second that she talked about, when we do dysmorphology, that would either have to be Wellington 5 or Brahm 2.
Wellington 5 for the dysmorphology, okay.
We're starting Wellington 5, we're starting and finishing the dysmorphology of Wellington 5 next month.
Sorry. I have a question then. So South Africa, there's going to be no ability to correlate 3D facial imaging with either brain imaging or behavior.
Only
that's
if
put pressure on the Jacobsons.
About the PASS thing.
Pardon?
Only if the logistics are worked out with PASS. The first sample that we talked about.
You mean for the...
the Wellington 2 and 3 kids.
Okay, Wellington 2 and 3, you have neurodevelopmental data on them, right?
Yeah, two.
You or Colleen, one of you has neurodevelopmental.
Yeah, we have two different.
And those are the ones that are being are going to the imager, and the ones that you're getting the imaging on, the Wellington 2 and 3.
Right, and what
okay,
we
so then if there's a camera there that's available, they can also take a picture.
Yeah, if in fact we can work it out with PASS, because PASS is about almost a kilometer away. That's such a huge hospital, and there's no way to drive it. It has to be walked.
Oh, okay.
So when Leah was there, I don't know if you want to speak to this, Leah. So she actually went over to try to see what options there might be in terms of trying to work something out. And I don't know if you want to talk about that, Leah, at all.
Well, they have a room that they want to set it up in. It's nice and it's very spacious, but Phil's right. It's a large campus, the hospital.
Right.
Well, I mean, it would be nice to have all three data disciplines.
Oh, I completely agree with you. I mean, we've sort of turned around and up and down on this, trying to see how we could make it work. I mean, I just, for PASS having, and perhaps it's not the right priority, but that's a large number of kids. And so what we're really looking for is a camera that stays in one place. It doesn't have to keep getting
Right. I'm just saying that it's going to be unfortunate if anything comes out of the 3D imaging from 3D brain and face, because it's all going to be done on kids from Southern California. I mean, that'd still be great, but it'd be greater if it came from other places.
We'll fly the Wellington kids out to Southern California. How about that? They'd like it.
We could charter the plane. All right, so that's the one concern, and it'd be great to get as much data as we possibly can get to Peter as soon as possible. And to go from there. All right. I just picked up Dr. Mattson. What do we got to know about the neurobehavior?
I think the project is moving forward really nicely. I think everyone spent the entire month of January getting their data into the database, and that's reflected on the documents. I think that it looks like data collection was put on hold to get the data into the database, so hopefully now data collection will continue, and that the other thing we talked about at the meeting was the recruitment of the contrast groups. You can't tell that from the Google documents, but the ADHD group is slow in some places, and the IQ group is slow in some places, so we need to really target those recruitment efforts. The other really good news is that Phil has successfully hired two new people, and we're sending Ben out for training on, he's going, I believe, on Sunday, and he's going to spend the week there. So we're happy about that.
All right. Any new papers or publications that we need to know about? Any great findings?
Well, we have the profile paper that was reviewed once fairly extensively, and I'm hoping to resubmit it next week.
Hey, Phil, do you want to update us then on your part of that?
The neuro?
Yeah.
Papers or just general?
Just general.
Well, we've gotten everything uploaded with a few glitches. We're doing the training Monday through Thursday with Ben. We have a case coming in Friday. And we've had, hopefully we made a little breakthrough on referrals here in New Mexico this morning at an 8 o'clock meeting, but that remains to be seen.
Can I ask a question? Why are you bringing someone in Friday if they're not trained yet?
Well, I'm going to test them.
Wendy.
Oh, Wendy's going to test them, okay.
Yeah, so that they can observe.
Okay.
But they will, But they will, Ben will have been here and trained. So Wendy's going to go ahead and do it, and they're going to watch, and then they'll be close to ready.
Then they'll do some practice kids and send some tape to you and then get validated.
Okay. I just didn't want to – I wanted to make sure an FAS case that you had was – is it an FAS case coming in?
No, it actually is a low IQ.
Okay. All right. You need those too, so that's good. All right. Any other thing, Phil?
We're moving in the planes on Ken's on Ken's TARP supplement. We have a panel up in Sioux Falls, which will have long-term implications for the planes, not short-term, but long-term.
All right, then.
And we've got those other clinics that I put in my memo to the Science Advisory Committee scheduled.
Yeah, and so
the recruitment is happening.
Well, I want to thank you for getting the data into the repository. I know it wasn't easy. I know you had a lot of backlog there. So I appreciate that. And
Wendy deserves 2 gold stars for that. Wendy deserves all the credit there.
Wendy, here's 2 gold stars. All right?
I appreciate it. I'll wear them proudly.
Thank you very much. All right.
Ed, I just want to say I have to sign off. It's Michael. Everybody have a great weekend.
Michael?
Bye, Michael.
I'll get you my comments over the weekend.
Very good. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. All right. So, Claron? Nope. All right. So, that's everybody.
Emailed but can't make it today.
All righty. Anyone from L.A. who wants to fill us in on any neurobehavioral? Catherine on by any chance? No one's on from L.A.? All right.
Hey, can I make another comment about informatics?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Just wanted to let you all know that as part of the process of getting this frozen data set, we recognize that not only are going to people need to get at this data, but there may also be a need to upload other data and to keep these 2 sets of data separate. And so Michelle has been working really hard to make that possible, and he's very close to finished. What we're going to have is basically a separate page you can go to if you want to do your own queries on the frozen set of data, as well as we'll be standing by to get people whatever data they need.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks, Andy. All right, so no one's there we can't talk about neuroimaging because no one's on about the neuroimaging data. And let me just quickly look at this again. And doesn't look like any neuroimaging data was collected in the last month anyway, so. All right, Elizabeth did email to tell me that she's working on some multidisciplinary cross-site study, and she was getting good correlations. Basal ganglia was important. That's all I know. So that then wasn't all that informative, but that's all she sent me. All right, anything else, Jennifer? You have an animal project. Claudia, you're still there? Claudia? All right, Claudia hung up. She had to go to we didn't expect her here at all today. And Andy Hull is not here, but he's in Chicago at a meeting. And Tina, you're on.
Yeah, so let's see. We had a conference call with Carl and Jan and Rajesh last week to talk about potentially being able to test his microRNAs and the human samples that have already been collected, and talked about strategies, and then we decided that we would wait and see when we have a better sense of when the more physical exams have been validated by Ken, which he's going to do at the end of this month, and then go back again probably in May to see what it looks like and see what the best strategy would be to do this, whether it would be to select affected kids or most highly exposed or whatever. And other than that, we've got a plan for publications, and we plan to be in Ukraine the last week in February. Tatiana, I don't know. I never did understand what the reason was why. I know they did send one CD with the first 30 images on it. Actually, we hand carried that back, so I don't know what the deal is, or maybe they just don't understand the procedure of how to take them off the laptop. I'm not sure. But anyway, if it's essential that they get them off the laptop and send them now, if you can send instructions, I'm sure your slot can do it.
All right. Is the political situation in the Ukraine in
the election? Yeah, the election's this weekend, so it's definitely going to be a more pro-Russian person, but it's a question of whether it goes back to Yanukovych, who was the Communist Party boss, or if Tymoshenko wins. And I haven't gotten any sense from Luba or Vlad. I know they would think negatively about it, but I don't think it's making it a hostile place to be.
All right, so you don't think that there's any jeopardy if it goes more pro-Russian to the project?
I can see there being increased problems with customs, which are bad enough as it is, but I don't see any reason why there would be any problem with moving forward with the project.
Okay. All right, are there any other comments? Ken, you have any other issues or concerns?
Yeah, I have a thought or two that I'd like to talk to you about, but we can do it after the call is over. I'll just give you a call.
Okay. Or you can just stay on.
Okay. All right. I mean, if anybody wants to stay on, they're welcome to do that, but it's just some technical stuff that I just wanted to ask about.
All righty. And Tina, do you know, I mean, Ken was, and Leela, if you're there, Ken was going to pull out a sample.
Yeah.
Do you know how...
Yeah, he just walked in the office. I'm now in the car, but I don't know if he's listening on the phone. But we
I'm on the phone.
Okay, good.
Ben, you're here. How are you?
I'm great.
Fantastic.
Great.
You want to update us on Dysmorph at all, or the question was, have you managed to get those cases that you wanted and need in terms of the different? Have you selected who you want? So that
no.
We can view the brain and face and neurobehavioral data on those kids.
No, Leela's sitting here with her head in her hand. Do you have anything to say?
No. And why is that, Leela?
All the data that I have received are uploaded. Like I said, the only step remaining for the...
No. Well, this was Ken wanted to cherry pick out a number of kids. Based upon their facial dysmorphology and being classic FAS, and then do it more like a case study than a large statistical analysis. But is that, Ken, you're here. You can tell us what you wanted to do.
Yeah, basically we wanted to get the few kids that we have who have all four modalities completed, who also are classic FAS in terms of their features, clinical features. And I guess Leela is shaking her head that we can do that at this point.
Yeah, the question I was asking was, had you done it?
No, we haven't.
Okay, all right. So, but that will happen shortly?
That will happen.
Give me what you want.
Yeah, that will happen shortly.
Okay, and all right, because we are working on a timeline that we're trying to get, you know, a bunch of stuff going and out so that it's accepted prior to thinking about writing our renewal.
Right.
All right, we want to convince Dr. Warren that he should, in fact, invite a resubmission of the CFAS. So, and I know that Dr. Warren will be heavily influenced by our productivity. So,
I think that's very well stated.
Well, you and I talk quite a bit, so, you know, I think I can, you know, I know that to be a fact, that our productivity will be a determinant. You have to remember that this, we can only reapply if we are invited to reapply.
Right.
And
this project is the start. If I remember correctly, you're basically in the third year of a five-year renewal.
Right.
So 2000. So the date, you know, because fiscal year dates, award year dates, and calendar year dates do not necessarily match. The question that I have, if I remember correctly from our meeting back in Chapel Hill, is the renewal would be in 2012.
Yes.
Correct. Fiscal year 2012. Okay. Which would be better than 2000 a year. Ed heard this because he was on council and the whole scenario. 2011 is going to be a really, really tough year for us. There's no doubt of that. I mean, 2010 is not great, but 2011 is going to be worse. And primarily it's because we're sort of locked into a number of requirements that we have in terms of the budget, where we cannot move from one category to the other. And as the number of applications are going up, the ability to make new and competing awards is going to go down.
The one thing that I can say from the council meeting, though, is that certain projects within CFAS are positioned well in that the $1 billion increase to the NIH budget is going to be allocated to the five priorities that the director...
Right, and translational research is one of those. And international research is another. So our sites overseas can really benefit because of that. But the main issue, but I think more important, is translation, and that's neurodevelopment. You know, primarily, I guess, also coupled with the 3D imaging and neuroimaging. I guess
right.
all three of those. It's not good for the pigs. Excuse me. It's not good for the sheep, but
well,
for the others.
On the facial model that comes out in the sheep, and we had a conference call at the beginning of the week. Tim now has some ultrasound data, and he's going to analyze it in the same way that Andy's doing the human ultrasound data. And also the facial anthropomorphic data that he has. So I think that, I mean, a numerous projects, I think, are in good shape for the translational, as well as, I think, some of them for the Global Health Initiative. And the $1 billion increase to NIH is only going to those priority areas. You know, I think that we could be in a reasonable position to compete for those new funds, not within CFAS, but independently, and then try to join.
And that's 2011. I have to explain something here, too, which I did not go into at the council meeting. The funds have already been allocated to the institutes from that billion, and institutes receive different amounts of money. in different categories. Very surprisingly, even though we're a big player in global health, they didn't give us any money for global health, but they did give us put almost all of the money into translation for NIAAA.
That's the translational stuff.
Yeah.
But the other
Francis Collins explained to the institute directors, the advantage of being an institute director to get to hear it, is that basically when ONB agreed to give us the funds, because as everyone had heard, who reads or watches Obama or reads and whatnot, there's a freeze on domestic spend, on the domestic budget. So the fact that we get an increase at all, and which amounts to an increase of $1 billion for NIH, about a 2.7 increase for us, which is about somewhere about $15 million. Most of that's going to go into translation.
So So the other thing I want to talk is that when we were at council, we did hear from the head of the Fogarty. And I think they're feeling rather positive about the global health and perhaps increases in the types of projects that might be submitted through the Fogarty as well. So that
They've been really encouraging what are called FERCers, which is basically getting people to come on to your R01s or UO1s. Now, I have to check to see if a UO1's okay. But basically, it's to get a foreign investigator that can be paid for through Fogarty to come on where they pay the salary, to work on an already approved grant.
So, Tina, that might be something that could help out in the Ukraine.
I think they would love to have people from the Ukraine.
That sounds fantastic.
We're in the right countries that they like. They love sub-Saharan Africa. They love Eastern Europe. They would love Moscow if we start working in Moscow again.
Phil, that might be a possibility to help fund some of Colleen's work as well, because sub-Saharan Africa was, in fact, one of the areas that he appears to be very interested in. And there's no reason why... that grant, the neurobehavioral and the subcontract to you, couldn't benefit from employing additional people in South Africa paid for by Fogarty. If I have that right, Ken.
Yeah, correct.
All right. So I think everyone should think about that. And are there any other comments? If not, we can do this again next month. And anyone have anything else new, exciting?
Yep. Okay, and Ed, we're just going to stay on and talk?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, well...